This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. D.L. Zean was raised in Elizabeth City and is now based in the Triangle, and her debut release, Love Again, dropped a month ago. And if you missed the live stream release concert with 3 a.m. Sound and Sonny Miles, you can check that out along with D.L.'s new EP at our website, stateofthings.org. But you should do that some other time, because right now we're going to talk with D.L., and she's with me on the State of Things right now. Dottie Lanay, welcome to the State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. You grew up in Elizabeth City, right? And near Virginia. And that's a great place for music. A lot of good jazz and gospel have come out of that part of the state. Did you come from a musical family?
I did, actually. My mom sing, and all of my mom's family sing. My grandmother, my aunt, my sisters, my cousins, you know, we always got together and sung growing up, ever since I was a little kid. I know a lot of my cousins play instruments as well, and, you know, so do I.
That's, you used to, I know that when, you know, we think about gospel music, there's that great sound in worship music, that baritone line. And, you know, we don't hear it as much. We had the Badgett sisters from Yanceyville, and of course, Nina Simone. So a lot of sort of North Carolina voices fit that. Are you still able to hit the low notes?
Absolutely. It took me a while to even be comfortable with singing low, but, you know, I just got really comfortable with it. People seem to accept it very well. So, yeah, all my life, like even my grandmother is a baritone herself. So, you know, I feel like I picked that up from her growing up. Like, I just wanted to sing like her. And, you know, a lot of people, I got judged a lot for having a lower voice. But although I do have range, I love to show off my bottom range a lot.
Well, you can get the high notes and the low notes, then you got it made. What kind of settings do you remember hearing, for instance, your mom, when your mom was singing with her family? What was the setting when you were listening to that music?
We would be in the living room of my aunt's house, and I remember every day after church we would go to her house, because they would have rehearsal for like either a wedding or a funeral or just like events and gatherings. So we would all be at my aunt's house. She had like four daughters and three sons, and my mom had, it's five of us all together, so my mom has five daughters. So when we all got together, like, we would just be around each other while they rehearse. And I remember me and one of my older sisters and my cousin trying to be just like our moms and our grandmother, like trying to sound just like them in rehearsal. And one day they overheard us and was just like, you know, y'all can sing this with us. So
there you go.
It was a great time growing up.
Well, I'm going to listen to some of the music from a video that you posted on social media. You were singing a cappella with Ebony Williams and Jasmine Isaac. And, you know, just listen to the way you're weaving some modern R&B with some traditional gospel sound. This is what to listen for, as well as the beautiful vocal tones. D.L. Zean doing an informal cover of the Clark Sisters' classic, Nothing to Lose, All to Gain.
I have walked in the rain. Like Paul, I have strained. I have even felt drained. Yes, I have. I have had a taste of sorrow, and from the past I have borrowed. But somehow I always felt like there was hope for tomorrow. Jesus, Jesus, unhook the chains, and my Lord, He's a Jesus. Unhook the chains. And my Lord,
Nothing to Lose, All to Gain, originally by the Clark Sisters, covered by Ebony Williams, Jasmine Isaac, and my guest, D.L. Zine, is with me today. Love that song. And you chose to record, it's really nice. You chose to record this live. Tell us about that decision.
So we sing, me and Ebony, we sing background for a friend of ours. Her name is Jasmine, you know, the one who was singing with us. And we see her as a mentor. Like, she gives us a lot of performance guidance. And one day she was just like, you know, we should record this. We haven't been doing anything. We're kind of in a pandemic right now, so it's not like we can do anything. So they came over to my place and we set up a camera and was like, let's just sing it. And it's crazy because I love the Clark Sisters, absolutely love them. But this particular song I had never heard. And Jasmine sung it once, and it was just so beautiful. I literally picked it up, like, the first time she sung it. And we just recorded it in the kitchen. Mm. And I was like, let's just post it, you guys.
But you did the whole album that way, right? Live.
I did the whole album live, yes. I did it at a good friend of mine's studio, actually, in Raleigh. It's called Elite Studios. And I actually wasn't even going to do it because I had already planned on doing a live show, you know, before the pandemic. But, of course, everything got canceled. All the shows had to be postponed. So I was just talking to, like, my band, and I was like, I don't think I want to do it anymore. And, you know, my boyfriend ended up talking me into doing a live anyway, but just in the studio, you know, it didn't have to be an actual show. So I told them, I was like, this is my original music. Let's just learn it and, you know, let's see where it goes from here. The band absolutely loved it. Like, so we went to the studio and we knocked it out in about, like, I want to say in about 4 hours, honestly. Wow. Yeah, it didn't take us long at all because by the time we actually had the studio session, we had rehearsed, like, maybe 4 or 5 times. So
Love Again, the title song. Well, let's talk about the creative process. Love Again. I mean, here's a song that really looks at the many sides of love, the pain, the joy, and the many ways that we understand love, right?
Yeah. So, you know, we all go through different types of heartaches. You know, it's just a part of living life, whether it be from, you know, a family member passing away, a bad breakup, you know, or you're just stressed out from being in school. And, you know, I just feel like we all can experience love in those different types of ways, but we also need to know that, you know, there's healing in love, you know, no matter how we go through it or when we go through it, we can be able to heal. Like, and that's why I wrote Love Again, because it's actually, I wrote it originally as a medley because it was just a medley telling a story of I was heartbroken, and it's crazy that I was heartbroken, but I'm able to heal and find love again, you know? Yeah. So I just feel like I was able to connect with people who are not really heard from past traumas, you know, and who really are not healed from past traumas and also are not able to talk about it. You know, my music is very vulnerable and it took me a lot to put this out because it was just hard for me to be vulnerable with the world as well. But I really felt like I can connect with people who experience, you know, the good love, the bad love, the happy love, the sad love, you know.
Well, let's
all
hear,
types of love.
Let's hear how that came out. A little bit of Love Again from D.L. Zine's debut EP of the same name.
Yeah.
That's just a little bit of D.L. Zine's Love Again from the EP of the same name. And I think what's kind of cool about that is that this is certainly something that is part of the healing process for you and talking about getting over a difficult love affair. And your current love is playing with you on that very record. What was that like?
It was amazing, you know, to have him playing behind me. He plays the piano, so even the creative process of getting all of the music together, I originally arranged all of my music, and, you know, I played it to him on a guitar, and he was like, okay, this is how we're going to transit to, you know, piano. So it was a great creative process, just like being with him and creating with him and just being in that creative space together. Yeah, we both get a little bubbly sometimes on the stage.
It's good that you get through that process and you have a little bit of payoff. I want to get to some more music. Let's hear one more off the EP. This one is called Change Me.
I need to know will you change me?
D.L. Zine, Change Me from her debut, Love Again. And you know, I'm so curious to know about the creative process these days. I'm just trying to imagine what kind of art is going to come out of this pandemic because, you know, people are loving and they're losing loves and they're, all the things that happen are happening through this pandemic. But with that filter, that kind of shadow of the pandemic, I'm wondering, you think this affects your creative output? Like, can we ever write a song, you know, in the next couple of years that won't somehow include a virus?
I really want to say we can, but you just never know nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, and it's crazy because I actually wrote Change Me in the pandemic because it was just so much going on, like, losing all of my gigs, like my source of income, you know, and I stopped working. Of course, everyone stopped working, but it was just very difficult trying to, you know, live life a completely, totally different way and, you know, still be able to pay your bills. So just emotionally, I'm pretty sure that puts a lot of stress on a lot of people. But I definitely can pour all of that energy into writing and the writing process and just being able to have a musical outlet has definitely helped me a lot, you know. So,
well, and the one
thing
that
people are,
I was going to say, the one theme that never changes is love and love lost. What lessons have you learned through all of this?
I've learned, you know, that, you know, loving yourself first is the most important thing you can ever do in life. No one can ever love you the way you can love yourself. You know, I've been heartbroken too many times, you know, just with, you know, growing up and people not really knowing how to handle someone who's so, you know, fragile or just has been through a lot. And so I just feel like love has this way of making a turnaround in our life. And, it has its way of taking us back to those places and being able to heal from those things. And luckily, I have music to be able to do that for me.
And you shared it with us. Thank you for that. D.L. Zine's debut record is out. Love Again. It is streaming everywhere. And you can find out information and some links at our website, stateofthings.org. State of Things produced by Anita Rao, Amanda Magnus, Grant Hall of Mormon, Kaya Findlay, and Stacia Brown. Elikam Dodor is our intern. Jenny Lawson, our technical director. Al Widarski helped engineer the show today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia. Once again, the music of D.L. Zine.